Lenovo's 30th anniversary ThinkPad. Hands-on with the X1 Carbon Special Edition on November 10th by Matthew Buzzi in PC Magazine. This 5,000 units only version of the ThinkPad X1 Carbon Gen 10 represents three decades of the iconic ThinkPad line. We unbox it and take a closer look at this anniversary model. The ThinkPad name is virtually synonymous with business laptops, and to celebrate the brand's 30th anniversary, Lenovo sent a special edition of the X1 Carbon laptop our way. We delivered glowing 5-star praise to the X1 Carbon Gen 10 earlier this year, and although it's not the X1 Carbon's anniversary in particular, there's no better representative for the ThinkPad brand in 2022. Only 5,000 units of this special edition have been made. Given that the flourishes for this anniversary edition are chiefly physical and aesthetic, we thought it best to unbox the system and take a closer look at the changes. Happy birthday, ThinkPad! As some quick math would indicate, IBM released the first ThinkPad laptop in 1992 and produced the product line until IBM's PC division was sold to Lenovo in 2005. The laptops have obviously come a long way in that time, bringing us to, among many other ThinkPad models, the super sleek ThinkPad X1 Carbon. There are cheaper, larger, and faster ThinkPads today, but as our 5-star review indicates, it is one of the pinnacle among premium products in Lenovo's stable. That brings us to this 30th anniversary edition. It shares the same chassis design as the Gen 10. Needless to say, it's a very well-made laptop, and especially portable at 14 inches. Traveling business users will appreciate the size as well as the slim 0.6-inch thickness and 2.4-pound weight. The fun lies with a handful of aesthetic additions and special touches, though we will say up front, they are on the subtle side. That may be preferable for business users and ThinkPad fans. Over-the-top visual flourishes aren't exactly in keeping with the design. This starts with the bamboo and sugarcane compostable box and its 30th anniversary wrapper, and continues with a slew of materials inside. As far as the documentation goes, the most interesting is a little pamphlet that outlines the ThinkPad's history. There's also a few stickers, a couple more documents, and some swappable TrackPoint heads on the right side. These are red, green, and blue, which are the retro branding colors used on old ThinkPads, and also a theme on this device. The first thing you'll notice on the laptop itself is the lid branding, matching these three colors as a throwback to the old branding. Otherwise, it's the same nice carbon fiber lid we're used to, and it doesn't go overboard in making the device look distinct. If you open up the laptop, you'll find the same retro colorized ThinkPad logo on the palm rest right away, but you may have to look closer for other flair. One is the 30th anniversary tag on the lower left corner of the keyboard. Just some red and white text in keeping with the Lenovo branding, but it adds an appealing stamp of legitimacy. With the limited number of these units produced, Lenovo made the choice to mark each edition with a serial number, denoting which model out of 5,000 units you possess. This may be the coolest touch for these limited edition laptops, letting you feel like you have a piece of history. Sure, only the hardcore or longtime ThinkPad user will be excited by that. But that is who the product is for. Finally, there's the Eraserhead track point, which I mentioned earlier. By default, the traditional red pointing nub is in place on the laptop, but it's very easy to swap the other colors in. You can just pinch and pull off the red nub and press the replacement color down in its place. You only need to be mindful of the square-shaped slot on the bottom of the track point cap that lines up with the peg in the keyboard, which is how it stays in place. But what's inside? One would, presumably, also be using this as a real laptop for work. So let's take a peek inside. We won't go long here, as the options are virtually the same as a standard X1 Carbon, but it's worth a look. Given it's one model and not configurable like most ThinkPads, that job is easy. The laptop picks an Intel 12th Gen Core i7 1270p processor, 32 gigabytes of memory, and a 1 terabyte solid-state drive. The 14-inch display is a 16x10 4K equivalent, meaning a 3840 by 2400 pixel resolution. Connectivity includes 2 USB-C connections with Thunderbolt 4 support, 2 USB-A ports, an HDMI connection, a headphone jack, Wi-Fi 6E, and Bluetooth 5.2. The camera is full HD with IR and a privacy slider. If you want to grab one of these units, you'll have to act quickly given the limited run.